I'm with Warrington Town manager Paul Carden. Paul, you couldn't have asked any more from your lads. It's finished two apiece, but you've played some brilliant football out there and they've covered every blade of grass for you.
Yeah, I think someone's just said then that, you know, a lot of the Halifax fans and, you know, staff and whatever you're saying with the better side, I don't think there's ever any doubt that we weren't the better side. I mean, we conceded a sloppy goal early on, you know, which could have easily folded us. It gave them a bit of a leg up, and they've obviously had a tough time of late. But the way we responded, I mean, they couldn't get out of half. I think we had 11 corners in the first half. You know, and the goals we've scored are outstanding goals, footballing goals, their goals on the other hand. You know, you don't need to say anything to Robbo about, you know, letting it go. He's 35 last week and he's put the ball over many stands in his career when he's unsure what's around him, but he let it go. He doesn't need selling, that'll be churning his stomach till Tuesday when we have to go there and do it the hard way, but put it right and do it all again, but do it right.
Talk about Robbo there, but in the first half he was immense, wasn't he? You know, leading that midfield, and Vassallo and Macrith, little Jack Macrith, his work rate today was immense.
Yeah, I didn't think we had a bad player. I didn't think we had a bad performer, to be honest. I thought 1-11 we were, you know, you wouldn't look at the fixture, or you wouldn't look at the game and go, that seems two leagues above them. There's no way you'd look at that, and you know that's credit to us, because not only have we matched them work rate, we've actually been better with the ball.
Yeah. You looked hungrier, you know, the appetite was there, but not just that, the quality, the hold up play up the front as well, you know, Kirby, absolutely brilliant, and Tony Gray, what a finish that was, brilliant finish.
It's a great finish. I mean, Jake's biggest problem, and I said it to him after the game, he's too honest. And he's such a great team player, and it's probably why he's not kicked on, because his ability, his movement, his pace, his athleticism deserves to play higher. But when he gets touched from behind, he balances to stay on his feet. You know, Tony Gray goes down, and that's the difference. That's that little bit of devilment that you need. And, you know, playing with Tony will really help him. You know, I want to try and speak to Jim Gannon and lean on him and get him on loan for a bit longer if we can. But you know, we've played some really good stuff today. And like you say, the holds of play from them too is pivotal in that.
You're up against a full-time, you know, team as well, National League, I should say. I think the 14th in the league. But, you know, they've got some experienced players, some players who've played in the Football League. You know, and just a credit to Warrington Town and Toby. I just had a quick word with Toby as well. Nearly 1,000 through the gates today. Brilliant atmosphere. Brilliant for non-league football, though, just in general. Great quality product today.
Yeah, I think so. I think anybody who's come to the game today, you know, might have been a first time here, whether they be a Halifax fan or a Warrington fan, or a new Warrington fan, hopefully, won't be going home saying, oh, I don't fancy that non-league stuff again, because, you know, with what we've got, we try to do the best. I feel we've got a really good squad, we've got some good lads, but the best thing about the lads, they're all honest and they're all working for each other. And I know that gets used, you know, up and down the country, but they really are, and they're for each other, and, you know, just the way they get onto each other, they, you know, they don't just pat each other on the back, they tell each other, but they tell each other in the right way. And, you know, the team spirit that we've built up from a very new squad is outstanding. But it's credit to the players, because, you know, we put sessions on and we do drills and we work on set pieces, but they have to take it on there. It's easy for us to put them on. It's what they do on there, the way they execute them. And to be fair, they've done it all season, and they've done it again today against, like you say, a National League Premier side.
You're in the round for the first round draw on Monday. Fancy anybody?
I'm not bothered as long as we're here.
Tuesday,
yeah, I fancy winning Tuesday. That's the first priority. But anyone here, see what we can do at home. And you know, like I say, it's good to be in the at. In different circumstances, I'd have preferred it, but you know, it wasn't to be. But we go there on Tuesday. We know their pitch is like a carpet. We'll enjoy it. But again, I've said it the other day, we're not in football to just enjoy it. There's nothing better than winning. And you know, that brings the best enjoyment.
Just a final one on their pitch at Halifax. It's a big wide pitch. Yeah. That'll suit you with the two, certainly two wingers, because Vassalo, again, I'm going to go back to them, but young Dylan today and Jack, they've caused all sorts of problems from the wing.
Yeah, it should suit us. It'll suit us because we like to play. It'll suit us because we play with wingers and movement, and you know we've got to basically do what we've done today on Tuesday.
Yeah, well done, Paul. Thanks
Cheers.
For your time, mate.
Thanks very much.
Just spoke to Cozzy there. Cozzy said that they were surprised by your football.